when they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years. And then they expect you to pick a career when you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be.
All right, folks, we are live this Wednesday, June 24th, 2009. You know, I said Monday yesterday. I was just realizing that on the way home. I was totally out of it. Covered so much news yesterday and only going to cover more today. The call line is 866-582-9933. And I want to start it off with the cop who beat the young woman, the bartender, you know, the off-duty lord, the god. We have this over at theinfowarrior.com right now. Just beat her silly. I mean, beat her worse than any man should ever beat a woman. And a man should never beat a woman. But, I mean, we're talking, we're watching it right now on the prisonplan.tv. This is somewhat into it. He's throwing haymakers to her face. Facial haymakers. Boom, 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 boom. Left uppercut, right hook. You better believe this is a big guy. Looks like State, Haystacks Calhoun out of the 70s. Anyhow, the guy didn't get any jail time. Zero jail time. No jail time whatsoever. I mean, didn't get anything. He could have got up to 5 years, by the way, folks. This was a serious assault. This was Assault Town, USA. A Chicago police officer was sentenced to 2 years probation Tuesday for pummeling a woman who was tending bar, even though prosecutors produced a previously unseen video showing him beating someone else at the bar hours earlier. He didn't just put the hurting on the woman. He's a tough guy cop. He beat up some other poor, defenseless, innocent guy. Anthony Abate, who declined to say anything to the judge before he was sentenced, could have gotten up to 5 years for beating Carolina Obrica in February of 2007. We're going to play the whole news clip on the other side of this. The attack was captured by the bar's security camera, and the video was shown around the world. Yes, it was a viral video for quite some time. If I believed that sending Anthony Abate to prison would stop people from getting drunk and hitting other people, I'd sentence him to the maximum, the judge said. But I don't believe that to be the case. What kind of flawed logic is that, ladies and gentlemen? Let's think about that. So what they're trying to say is that since this isn't going to save the world and make it a better place, then we're not going to punish him to the fullest extent of the law. By that, you shouldn't punish murderers to the fullest extent of the law, because it's not going to stop murder, is it? I mean, you put a murderer in jail, someone else is going to murder someone else. So just because you put this guy in jail, yeah, you're not going to stop people from getting drunk and hitting other people. But you might make, you know, the Lord cops out there think twice about getting hammered and beating up a woman. I mean, he beat this woman. We're going to just play the whole clip on the other side. Those listening, you should get the picture. Those watching PrisonPlanet.tv who haven't seen this before, your jaws should be on the ground wide open. This guy is throwing bombs. He's probably got hams for hands. I mean, he's a big dude. This guy looks like, I don't even know how to describe it. He's got to be 200 plus pounds. The woman he's beating is probably like 120, 130 tops. And he's not just pushing her and saying, I want a drink. He's pinning her down, and he is 1, 2, 3, left. 1, 2, left, left. And you know what's really disgusting? The cowardice of the other patrons at the bar. What are they doing? They're hauling back. They're just calling the officers. Ooh, they can't step in. Don't step in against a cop. Oh, no. Doesn't matter. He's beating a woman. Unbelievable. We're going to play the clip on the other side and go through so much more. 866-582-9933. Back after these messages.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
I laughed and shook his hand. Made my way back home.
Anthony Abate, the latest thug cop to get away with some Johnny nonsense. More than some Johnny nonsense, some police state intimidation. You're going to serve me that drink. I'm the law. You're going to serve me that drink. Now, I mean, even if this was like a guy bartender, it would be, I think, 10 times less deplorable. But the fact that he doesn't just push this woman, he assaults her unmercifully. He's lucky this woman didn't have a concussion. He could have killed this lady. All right, we're going to play just the 90-second news clip. It's all over the web. Just type in cop beats up bartender. And, you know, the one we covered yesterday is up at theinfowarrior.com as well. This woman who simply asked a cop for their badge number as they're illegally surveying protesters. You don't do that to the Lords. And it's funny because The Guardian reports on it, but then they blur out and protect the cops' faces, also over at The InfoWarrior. Let's hit the clip.
What began as a black eye for Chicago police, this videotaped beating of a female bartender by an off-duty officer, is now spiraling into scandal.
I've spent almost 38 years of my life as a police officer, and I am disgusted to witness this type of conduct.
More than 5 weeks after the incident was reported, Chicago's top cop announced new rules designed to get rogue officers off the street faster and heal the department's bruised reputation.
After that incident, I just don't trust police anymore.
It's not just the actions of one cop, Anthony Abadi, that has the department in damage control mode. At Abadi's court appearance Tuesday, fellow officers blocked and ticketed the media at the courthouse, A local captain who ordered the measures has been demoted.
If you try and shield officers that are accused of misconduct, then you're going to have to suffer the consequences.
You see that, folks? That's how it works. You beat the hell out of a woman, then your compatriots, the people in the fight against the bad guys. She was part of Al-Qaeda. She didn't want to serve them no more rum and coke. She needs to go to Gitmo. What happens? They go ticket the media's cars. They block the press from coming. That's how sick it is. That's how ridiculous it is. Keep playing the clip. Hit the play button, my friend.
During Chicago's Thin Blue Line, another surveillance tape of a separate bar fight has now come to light. That second video hasn't been made public, but it reportedly shows six off-duty officers assaulting four businessmen last December, and then waving off other cops called to the scene. No charges have been filed, and suspensions were only handed down this week. Anthony Abadi has been charged with felony aggravated battery and has been stripped of his police powers. Abadi, in the words of the superintendent, has tarnished the department's reputation worse than anyone in the history of the force.
All right. I mean, they've done so many disgusting things, especially in Chicago. I mean, this is absolutely deplorable. But did you notice what happened? Oh, yeah. We got six off-duty cops beating up four businessmen on the streets. The other cops come. They're like, no, it's okay. We're police officers. We're above the law. So what are we going to do in this country? Oh, we're going to give the police more powers. We're going to give intelligence more powers. We're going to make our great nation, our once great nation, more of a police state. That's what's going to solve the problems in this country. That's the type of new world order I want to live in, huh? Sounds like gravy to me. We're going to get big into piggy flu, big into the swine. I'm going to probably wait until the next segment because it's off the charts, folks. I mean, they're now trying to say that the piggy flu, remember, it's not really piggy flu. It's two strains of pig flu, one strain of bird flu, and one strain of human flu. That's one strain, H1N1, and two strains, H5N1. I forget what the human strain of flu is. Forgive my ignorance. I'm not perfect. But yeah, New York Times. And it's such a thin theory, they have to admit it off the bat. Contrary to popular assumption that the new swine flu pandemic arose on factory farms in Mexico. Didn't find any pigs in Mexico with it. They just started saying that. And I talk about that. I'm the nut. Yeah, they told us the pig flu came in from Mexico. They found no pigs with it. Weird. Federal agriculture. Remember, the first pigs found with swine flu were in Canada. And then they tried to blame it on a Mexican migrant worker who made his way across the country and then spread the piggy flu in Mexico. Total ridiculousness. Swine flu pandemic arose on factory farms in Mexico. Federal agriculture officials now believe that it most likely emerged in pigs in Asia, but then traveled to North America via a human. Then they said, but there's no way to prove their theory and only sketchy data underpinning it. So no way to prove it. And we're just talking off our cuff here. And then the next paragraph's even more telling. There is no evidence that this new virus, which combines Eurasian and North American genes, has ever circulated in North American pigs. That's right. There's no pigs in this country that have the swine flu. All right, we're going to get into the human swine flu scare in a moment. Let's hit up some calls. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Wow,
yes, sir.
Jason. I have two things to say. First is I was actually going to call about that video about the police officer, and I could just go on and on about that, man. Some of these cops, like, you stand next to them, and you just feel absolute evil. I mean, it's just an indescribable feeling.
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, this guy beat up a woman, and he didn't – this isn't just like a light beating. This wasn't a love tap. This wasn't even a domestic abuse backhanding. This was a full-out cage fight brawl, slamming the head into the cabinets of the bar, hooking right, hooking left. I think he kicked her a couple times. And what do all the guys do? Do the guys bum rush him? Do they stop him? Do they pin him down? No, they go to their cell phones and they call their lords, the authorities. The authorities will help. I mean, this guy should have got off one right hand and every single guy in the bar should have been all over him. And quite frankly, if they didn't think they could take him out, that's when you grab the Jim Beam bottle and you whack him across the head with it. There's no reason that woman should have taken that beating.
Absolutely not. No. Well, that could, That guy was kind of large. I think you said, what was he, 200? He was
at like least he, two. Maybe
oh, no,
even
he was
three.
Bigger than that.
He was this a big was daddy.
Big guy, yeah. All right. I could keep going. But anyway, the other thing is that they're talking about in September force vaccinating all the kids. And, you know, I have two kids, and it's freaking me out, man.
Yeah, you got to keep them out of the school, and I understand that you're probably not with the mom right now, and you only spend limited time with your children. You told me last night you had a 7 and a 3-year-old, and you've just got to say, listen, they're not going to school those days. You write whatever notes and tell them whatever you have to. They are not. Listen, there's going to be some big, big hypes coming up. I mean, I've got this story in front of me. I might as well go to right now, Eric. A girl's quick swine flu death. Now, this is all over Canada already. This is the staff today, okay? This has not hit the United States yet, but get ready for the fear-mongering here. Within minutes, 6-year-old Rujet Thindle went from happily chatting in the backseat of the car to collapsing and dying in her father's arms. If we had known it was so serious, we would have called 911. She just had a stomach ache. She wasn't even crying. Rujet was pronounced dead at the hospital barely 24 hours after showing signs of a fever. You realize this amount of propaganda right here? They're saying this girl died of the swine flu. She's a young 6-year-old girl, and she literally started. She just had a stomach ache. This is huge fear mongering, and now they've declared the national emergencies in Canada as well. They've already announced that everybody was going to take the shot, but now they're declaring the national emergencies. And this is the playbook that's going to happen here in this country as well. Mark my words. Manitoba called on the provincial and federal governments to declare a state of emergency on Wednesday because of the spread of swine flu on reserves and the lag time in responding to it. We've had enough. The Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs issued the plea for more help. See, it's all about health. This is going to help everybody if they get more and more shots. So watch out. They're not only talking about it, they're going to implement it. And they may not call it mandatory, but they're going to say that everybody in the school has to do it or your kid can't go there. So get ready for some tough times, Eric. I got to jump. Let's go to Parker in Florida. Parker, you're on the line.
Hey, Berman. How's it going?
All right, man. What's up?
I just wanted to bring up one thing. I was at University of South Carolina the other weekend for orientation. I'm an inbound freshman. And I went to check out one of the athletic facilities, and lo and behold, right there to get in is the hand scanning device.
Oh, they have the nice little biometric thumbprint device, or it is the full palm?
It's just a hand scan back of the hand, but, you know, I walked up to the guy at the front desk and I asked him, you know, well, why the hand scan? And he's like, well, you know, in a chipper, you know, this is absolutely great. He's like, oh, you know, it's fast and easy. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's when it clicked. You know, colleges and universities, breeding ground, you know, training ground for, college students.
Yeah, you know, we have to be really careful who we let on the campuses because there's so much crime. And, you know, that's why everybody has to sign in at the dorms. And, you know, we have all these emergency systems. Meanwhile, it's been shown throughout history when there is something that happens on campus, especially one of these mass shootings, it's one of the students. You know what I mean? So, how is that going? How is the hand scanner protecting you from a psychopathic student? How often is it that just somebody off the street goes to a university and starts killing people? It's almost slim to nil to none. I thank you for the call, Parker. Of course it's indoctrination. Of course it's training. It's the new biometric society that they are currently building and getting your children accustomed to. Your college-age children, your teenagers, the ones in high school, your preteens in middle school, and yes, even your little preschoolers are getting to accustomed to the slave grid. And the slave grid is real, folks. And the slave grid is going to manipulate you into wanting these shots, to loving your government. You see, this girl just died. 6-year-old girl, she just had a tummy ache. Front page everywhere. The scaremongering, the propaganda is about to go full force in Canada. Ontario confirms another death associated with swine flu, national total at 21. See this? Ontario confirms another death associated with swine flu. Notice how it's not because of swine flu. Let me read you the article. They always hide it in here. Now they say 21 people, a 6-year-old man from Durham region, east of Toronto, tested positive for the H1N1 flu virus. On Tuesday, local health officials confirmed that a 17-year-old boy from Ottawa region and a 52-year-old woman from Eastern Ontario had also tested positive. Ontario now has 7 deaths associated with swine flu. 7. And they say they have 5,700 confirmed cases of it most of the mild. 7 out of 5,700. I like them odds. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Reported on Governor Sanford out of South Carolina being missing AWOL for like a week. And I said, well, it's probably not hiking on the Appalachian Mountains like they're saying. So what was it? He was out in Argentina, apparently, with his mistress, who he's been having an affair with for over a year. Now, why is this interesting to me? Well, number one, he tried to hide it. Number two, the media kind of jumped on it and didn't say what was going on. And now they're demonizing him. And he didn't resign from his position as governor, but he resigned from his position in the I think he was head of some circle of governors or something. So he resigned from that. Now, here's what's interesting. He wanted to take the bailout money and pay off South Carolina's debt with it, or not take it at all. And that was overruled and thrown out by the Obama administration. So he seems like he might have been an actual critic of what was going down for his community. He thought, maybe I can make it so South Carolina doesn't have to feel this hit, this bailout crunch as much. I'll take the bailout money and we'll pay off our debt with it. And he wasn't allowed to do that. Well, he was like, well, we don't need this stimulus money. So it looks like, I mean, come on, the majority of these guys have worse than mistresses, folks. And we all know it if you listen to this program, if you're in the know, if you read the Franklin cover-up, if you know about Tom Foley and Barney Frank's backdoor shenanigans. I mean, it's out there if you want to look into it, okay? All right, let's jump into another caller. Let's go to Matt in Mississippi. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
What's up?
This isn't what you were just talking about, that Stanford.
Yeah.
He's also one of those tea parties that gave that crazy speech about the all-seeing eye, that being God's eye and all that.
Oh, wait, was he really? He was that guy. That's right. Oh, maybe he is a little too in the know. But then again, he seems like one of their players. Maybe he angered somebody.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it was kind of.
Well, you know what? You look at somebody like John Edwards. John Edwards is kind of their boy too. They took him in 2004 Bilderberg. They invited him back after that, and he still got exposed for pretty much having an illegitimate kid with a reporter on the road. And there's supposed to be some tell-all book coming out about him. So, you know, I guess they don't mind burning these guys when they just got a hot honey on the side.
Right.
So, what'd you call it about?
Well, I was calling about some of these 9/11 facts. I don't know if you've heard them before, but I verified them, and they're kind of some weird facts. You know how a lot of the elites are into the mystery religion and the numbers and all those things.
Sure.
And, you know, the September 11th number. Maybe you've heard some of these, but did you know that the Pentagon was laid in a Masonic ceremony on September 11th, 1941?
Yep, very well aware of it.
And, maybe some other people hadn't heard some of these, but the Madrid train bombing was 911 days.
On 311.
Right.
Yes. Also very odd.
And, the first European discovery of Manhattan is generally credited to the English explorer Henry Hudson sailing for the Dutch, who entered the Upper Bay of New York on September 11th, 1609.
You know, some of those, to me, aren't that coincidental. The Pentagon one is actually pretty important to me. 9/11, just the fact that they did it on a day that would be 911, the call for an emergency from the normal person, should, you know, wreak havoc on one's brain. But there's so much other stuff to really focus on 9/11. But the numerology is interesting once you start looking into these guys' religious backgrounds. I thank you for the call, Matt. We're going to go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the line. Yes, Mike. Yes,
hello.
Sir.
Oh. Yeah, hi, Jason. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Okay, good. First of all, I'd like to apologize for this police officer off duty that, beats the heck out of a very attractive woman and gets probation, whereas he should have been fired from the police department right on the spot.
Yeah. You know? Oh, absolutely. But you know, it's just sad that, you know, we're a year plus out from when this happened. When they first have their court hearings, other cops come to his aid, block off the media, ticket the media, act like they're doing a bad thing. And then the judge comes back and says, well, I would have given him the full extent of the law if I thought it was going to stop people from drinking and fighting with one another. This guy wasn't fighting with somebody. He's beating up a woman. I want to get your take on the other side, Mike. Hold over. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon. Meet you there in Babylon. Meet you there.
We're talking about this cop who's off duty, drunk out of his mind. The bartender says, no, that's enough. We can't really serve you. You're getting out of control. And he just decides to give her one hell of a throttling. And there are other patrons there, but they don't do anything. They make some phone calls. But, I mean, this woman takes a severe beating in front of what are supposed to be men. And I think that might be just as deplorable, just a, you know, just as much of a important view into society and how we roll now as the fact that this guy gets zero jail time for this. What do you think, Mike?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just for insinuating that you're going to hit a woman and don't do it, but insinuate, that's a Class C misdemeanor. That's an arrestable offense. You know, that's like supervision for over a year. You know, these police these days, there is something wrong. I mean, I was just the other day walking home with my groceries, and these two cops were driving past. And it was just, I felt like a coldness. I mean, the one cop sitting next to was in the driver's seat, passenger, And I kind of just looked at him and sort of smiled, but it was just like a coldness, evil. I mean, it's almost like these guys want to break your arms or something. Or
and well, it doesn't seem like they're there to serve and protect when they're tasering 72-year-old women.
Hold on. You mean electrocuting. Let's use the word electrocution from now on.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to hear taser, okay? This is electrocution. This guy tried to electrocute me, you know? Yeah, I'd like to switch let's call it for what it truly is, right?
And let me say this. We're also being desensitized on another level, and I thank you for the phone call, especially to tasers. The big movies now, everybody's getting tased, and it's a joke. You know, I'll admit I went and saw The Hangover over the weekend. Very enjoyable, funny picture. A lot of you out there are probably going to disagree and think, you know, there goes Burmese with his crude sense of humor again. But I appreciate a good R-rated comedy. And The Hangover was a good R-rated comedy. What I didn't like was that I even found myself laughing hysterically as people got tased on another level. And they have children tasing people with glee in this film. And it's all over the place. It was in that Observe and Report with Seth Rogen. And you just see it on TV shows. It's commonplace. Tasing's almost a joke. Well, I'll tell you what. It ain't a joke when you get tased and you're pissing your pants, buddy. I promise you that. Let's go to John in Massachusetts. John, you're on the line. Or it might be Maine. John.
Oh, hey, Burmese.
Hey, hey.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Anyways, about the taser thing.
Yes.
Or the, you know, hitting the older women. I don't know if people know we could have, like, civil arrest. Like, we could arrest a cop for doing this type of stuff.
Whether they're going to arrest him, why didn't they just stop him from doing it? You know, whether they were going to say, hey, civilians arrest or any of that. Sure, call the authorities, call, you know, somebody over there. But before you start ringing on your cell phone, how about you stop the guy from throttling the chick? Have you seen the video or you just listened on the radio?
Yeah, I've seen the whole thing.
He is throwing haymakers. These are thunder fists right here. I mean, this guy isn't, these are no love taps. They would put a normal sized dude on the ground and probably knock him unconscious. This chick is a trooper.
I understand that. There's only like one issue. All this happens all over the place anywhere, but if people exercise like civil arrest, if people actually intervene and be like, you can't do that. You know, you cannot hit all the women like that. And if they actually take charge, I don't think people are going to be like, you know, we can't allow this to happen, you know. This can't be going on no more. This is common sense. It's not
I'm with you there, but the problem is that the media will portray that as vigilantism, and you're being a vigilante, and you're going outside of the law, and they'll paint you up as a demon.
If more people keep doing it, they're going to start understanding. Maybe it's not the people that are fault. Maybe it's the guy's fault.
Well, it is the guy who assaulted that woman's fault, and it's really that thug, jackboot police mentality, because think about how badly the disease has gotten out of control and spread when the police officers that are his quote-unquote buddies block off the media at the trial and ticket their cars for trying to cover the news. That's the real sickness, and every single one of those guys watched that tape from that bar and knew what that man did. I thank you for the call.
And they just stood and watched it.
Yeah, exactly. None of the cops not only didn't come and stop him, they supported him at trial. No, he needs to be fired and he needs to do jail time. Cops should have to see this case and have a little fear put into their hearts that they don't just jack up women in bars off duty. 866-582-9933. We're going to go to Mark and Zach in a moment, but I wanted to get to this one because it's so important. We've been talking about the International Intelligence Organization that really runs the black ops worldwide. And I had this caller in earlier in the week, Glenn Beck worshiping, and I was trying to explain to him why 9/11 truth is so important and the intelligence ties of the hijackers and how Al-Qaeda in many cases is funded by the Pakistani ISI and that we facilitate that through Saudi Arabia. Well, I got two stories right here that continue to back up what I'm saying. High-ranking Pakistani officials were behind the killing of 11 French shipbuilding engineers in Karachi 7 years ago. Two French judges have ruled. Okay, this is back in 2002 when Al-Qaeda was the enemy. Guess who they blamed it on? Until now, Al-Qaeda had been blamed for the bomb attack on a bus in 2002 that killed 11 engineers and 3 Pakistanis. So up until today, when our gods in the mainstream media reported this, if I had said, no, that 2002 attack looks like Pakistani ISI ops, you're a nutball, Jason. You're crazy. Yet it happens time and time and time and time again. According to media reports, the French Secret Service retaliated after the 2002 attack, breaking the legs of two Pakistani Navy admirals and killing a lower-ranking officer. So the insiders know it's bull. The insiders know it's garbage. The insiders know it's intelligence operations. But who does it benefit when they blame it on Al-Qaeda? It benefits all their little black ops. And then they can do this little retaliation behind the scenes. So how does Saudi Arabia play into it? Well, more documents have been released that back the Saudi link to quote-unquote extremists. Remember, they're not terrorists anymore. They want to make everybody into a terrorist, into an extremist, blur the language. Documents gathered by lawyers for the families of September 11th victims provide new evidence of extensive financial support for Al-Qaeda and other extremist groups by members of the Saudi royal family. But the material may never find its way into a courtroom because of legal and diplomatic obstacles. Really? So wait, you're telling me that we funneled some of the hijackers through Pakistan, through Saudi Arabia? Geez, did we go over that in Fabled Enemies? Oh, and that they got funded through Saudi Arabia? But we never went to Saudi Arabia. Iraq is the enemy, and bin Laden must be hiding in Afghanistan or our ally, Pakistan. Right? Huh? Kinda? Oh, wait, most people took the hush money, so now we get an occasional article about this, and everybody just backs off. It doesn't matter that I have Bob Graham in my film Fabled Enemies, again, admitting that foreign governments, that's plural, that's more than one. Yes, more than one. I'm talking to you like a child because you need to be talked to like a child if you believe otherwise. Do you understand? Other governments were involved in 9/11, according to Bob Graham, who headed up the initial congressional investigation into it. And he's no friend to you. He's having breakfast with the head of the Pakistani ISI on the morning of the attacks, and he's the main funder. And he won't, you think he's helping you? Where is he to man up and tell the truth, to come out and say what really happened? Instead, he gives you these little tidbits, this little rabbit trail to go follow. Meanwhile, we're almost 8 years out. It's almost the 8th anniversary of 9/11. We need the truth now. We can't wait any longer. It's disgusting. Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're online.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Jason. How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Well, you sound great. You sound on top of it. Jason, you know, you'd mentioned the flu pandemic. You're really on top of that, and you're really smart to be on top of that for this flu pandemic that hasn't arrived yet, because it really looks like a sure arrival. You know, as I've said on several occasions on your show, when Janet Napolitano comes out and announces that it will be, there's no mites about it, so why don't we just take her at her word, because you know, the alternative is to not be ready for this in case it is fostered upon us by having the proper medicines and such.
And we're seeing the same thing they're about to pull off here in Canada. We're just getting a little preview, maybe a 3 or 4 week sneak peek at what's really going to go down in this country.
You can see the whole trend is leading right up to it happening on time. That's the way I look at it, because all of the indicators are there, and it needs to be prepared for. Beyond that, it needs to be exposed. Now, if you also combine that with the fact that on Alex's show this morning, and Bob Chapman's sources was one source, another source or sources were very, very reliable. I know Alex named one other source. It also came in with the same exact information from its government sources. So that the U.S. embassies have been told by the State Department to gather local currencies, exchange their U.S. dollars for local currencies in light of the fact they're given the reason for this, to do this, is that there's going to be a financial collapse in the United States come in the time frame of September. So I look at the time frame that Janet Napolitano gave, which is late summer to early autumn, falls right in that time frame of September. I look at what the U.S. embassies have been advised or ordered to do as far as getting rid of the U.S. dollars they have basically for foreign currencies, relating that, of course, to a major economic collapse, as they do in the instructions to do this. And then I look at the time frame of September relative to a September 11th anniversary. You know, I had about 6 weeks ago, Jason, if not a little longer, basically, you know, just with all the information that goes in, you come up after some hours or some days, all depending on the person and the information, you come up with an overall perspective on all of this information that you've gathered in. It comes back up from your subconscious. Your mind goes through some rational process, and you have an overall view. I don't know if they're going to recreate September 11th, but on a much greater scale as far as multi-terrorist attacks in the September time frame. But just given the fact that we have these two major areas, the economy and a flu pandemic fostered upon us, and, you know, everything that comes with that pandemic and that economic collapse all happening basically at the same time.
And you know what? That would also allow that would also allow them to really have the man-based infrastructure in this country for a real martial law as they kind of let us along, again, incrementally, saying, oh, well, we have to have troops by the schools because everybody in the school has to take the flu shot, and we've got to get everybody in the neighborhood down here because we got six-year-old girls dying in the back of cars after just having a tummy ache and singing songs. And you just talked about the money situation. I talked about this really briefly yesterday, the bill that gave another $106 billion towards the operations in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I wasn't sure, but I said, these are probably SDR units. Well, they're worse. They're another new form of international currency. What are they calling these ones? The president's insistence of including an additional $108 billion in asset exchange with the International Monetary Fund is merely buying global oppression. That's exactly what this is. Let's see. He's calling it an international bailout, and $5 billion of it officially is in SDR units. However, they've got another thing. That it's some kind of a borrowing agreement that we're making now with the IMF. It's just lovely. And then we've got China saying we want major reserve currencies. Let's get rid of the dollar. One of the lessons that the global financial crisis has taught the world is that the top reserve currency should be kept stable. The top reserve currencies. Remember when it was the dollar was the main reserve currency? It's not anymore. This is a bankster takeover. When you put the Federal Reserve in charge of oversight, when they're the problem, I mean, the populace has lost it. They have no idea what's about to come down on them. But Ron Paul is trying to warn people. I thank you for the call, Mark. Let me just read this one off Raw Story. Ron Paul, the popular Republican congressman from Texas, is ripping into the president and Congress for what he sees as their goal with round after round of stimulus. Complete economic collapse. Let me say it again. Complete economic collapse. And Jones and others have had Bob Chapman on. They say they're about to have a bankster holiday. From their spending habits, an economic collapse seems to be the goal of Congress and the administration, he said in his June 22nd, 2009 weekly address. We just gave an additional $106 billion in military operations to Afghanistan and Iraq, among other unrelated items. Remember, none of those are shutting down Guantanamo Bay, by the way. You know, you would not have to allocate $1 billion to shut down Guantanamo Bay. I promise you that. We're actually voting in favor of wars, not just authorizing the president's agenda. The president's insistence on including an additional $108 billion in asset exchange with the International Monetary Fund is merely buying global oppression. Paul added that this bill sent $660 million to Gaza, $555 million to Israel, $310 million to Egypt, $300 million to Jordan, and $420 million to Mexico. To Mexico, this bill. We're sending almost $500 million to Mexico to fight the war on terror in Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you understand? And some $889 million will be sent to the United States for United Nations for so-called peacekeeping missions. So almost $1 billion to the UN as well. In other words, the latest U.S. war funding was an international bailout. The legislation's provision for the IMF include $100 billion for the new arrangements to borrow. That's what they're calling it. New arrangements to borrow, or NAB. It's a credit instrument providing the multilateral institution with additional resources to deal with exceptional risk and stability of the international monetary system. So now they're calling it new arrangements to borrow. SDR units, new arrangements to borrow. Death of the dollar. Dollar's not the reserve currency anymore. It's out. They're cutting it out. Brazil, Russia, India, and China are meeting. And they're talking about how they want a separate reserve currency. They're calling for global governance. Zach in New York, you're on the line. Yes, Zach.
That's brutal.
It's true. I mean, what can I say? It's mainstream news. It's Reuters. It's Associated Press. It's all over the place.
Okay, I didn't see it. You know, that's kind of what I'm interested in. Where did you, the Ron Paul thing about
Oh, this Ron Paul thing right now is up at Raw Story, but you can just listen to his address. But yesterday I went over the Reuters article where it talked about the $106 billion to military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. And what Paul did was read through the bill and explain that, hey, $660 million to Gaza, $555 million to Israel, some money to Egypt, Jordan, Mexico, and then almost $1 billion to the United Nations to further legitimize NATO forces.
Hold on just a minute.
Yes, sir.
No, yes, sir, Varmus.
Uh-oh.
Let me just explain something. We're talking about foreign aid. They're saying we're going to pay China, Mexico, and everybody else. We are going to pay our money so they can then buy carbon credits to then pay it back to the bankers. So we pay tax money to the private Federal Reserve. It takes it, and it gives it to the countries to adopt the carbon credit system, the global tax, and then they pay the tax back to the bankers. Kind of like we give them the banker bailout money to quote to the banks, and they just keep it for themselves. This is on every front. The point I want to make is, and we're writing articles about this tomorrow at Infowars.com, because separately the feds are taking over all the water.
We'll be back after this with Alex Jones's analysis, Infowars.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Via Alex Jones talking about not only these SDR units and these NABs, these new reserve currencies, but how they're literally funding internationalism through these war bills of $108 billion. Oh, he's shutting down Guantanamo Bay, but he can't find the budget in the $108 bill we just passed.
Now, all they're doing is moving them to camps being built in the United States. That's admitted. But right now, folks, they're moving on every front. This is the big kahuna. They're bringing in the world government right now. So it is happening. And just on every issue, whether it's the global carbon tax, the takeover of health care, the Federal Reserve being given unlimited power, the federal government announcing they control all water in the U.S. from puddles and aquifers and all the land grabbing there. I mean, this is it. This
bulldozing U.S. cities. Bulldozing U.S. cities. We're not going to, you know, home the homeless. We're not going to clothe the naked or feed the hungry. We're going to bulldoze cities, create FEMA camps, and have people come beg to be taken care of by their lords and the government.
You can't make this stuff up. But anyways, go back to the calls, Burmese. I was just running in here obnoxiously.
All right, Jones. God bless. Zach, what's your take? Let me just read this. China suggested in March that the International Monetary Fund's special drawing rights, or SDRs, could play a role as a future reserve currency. That's kind of a lie because it already is a current reserve currency, which would lessen the reliance on the U.S. dollar as the world's top reserve unit. They're already in the process of doing that. They're not going to wait on it. It's actually going to happen. It's happening. The SDR is an international reserve asset allocated to IMF member countries with its exchange rate determined by a basket of currencies. See, a basket of currencies. More internationalism. More legitimizing global governance. The basket of currencies at the moment include the dollar, the euro, the yen, and sterling. A review of the basket is due in late 2010. And don't worry, they'll throw a couple more in the basket or they'll take some away. Who knows, they might consolidate the currencies and create a whole new one if they're really planning to blow out the dollar full force in September. Let's go to Linda in California. Linda, you're online.
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Listen, I'm wondering if you run into the same frustration in trying to wake people up. The frustration that they're so docile, apathetic, indifferent to the enraged people. It's really hard to find just somebody that just doesn't literally look at me like I'm not only wearing the tin hat, I've got a ding, ding, dingleberry at the top, and I've definitely just had a big glass of red Kool-Aid.
Well, here's the deal. There is always going to be opposition, and I can't tell you that I run into 100% of people and turn them around, or 100% of people are interested in what I have to say. I had a lot more opposition when I was first starting out. You're a kook. 9/11 wasn't an inside job. We're going to be out of Iraq in 6 months. Burmese, what are you talking about? We're not going to spend the rest of our lives in Afghanistan. There is no North American Union. They would never bring gas up to $5 a gallon. You just have to continue to be right. You just have to continue to expose it. And I always tell people this, try to find some common ground when you do so in the beginning. Then you get them interested in things. So in other words, you're talking to a conservative and they're going to church every Sunday. You mentioned to them, oh yeah, you're going to church. Oh, well, it's July. You ever heard of a thing called the Bohemian Grove? A lot of conservatives like to go there. No, I don't know about the Bohemian Grove. Oh, well, I've got my iPhone here. Let's look at a YouTube clip of it. And you send it to them, or you show it to them right on the spot, and they're like, no, this can't be conservative. No, really, here's some annals. So you get off a Google image search, and it's admitted the Bush boys, Newt Gingrich, Richard Nixon used to go, Ronald Reagan was there. And all of a sudden, the spark comes up. Well, where can I learn more about this? And you give them an end game. So always try to relate with somebody first when you're bringing up this information. If you know they're going to be opposed to 9/11 truth off the bat, don't come at that as your primary. Use that as your secondary or the third thing you talk to them. Bring them in slow. That's how you get them to really pay attention and wake up from their high fructose corn syrup, mercury enabled brains. Docile brains in reality. We'll be back after this is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese taking your calls. 866-582-9933.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a front sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. 'Cause inside you're ugly, you're ugly like me.
And you know, we're talking about these reserve currencies, and they are not only weakening the dollar, and we've been reporting this all week, they're going after the Canada dollar, the loonie, and of course the toonie, which is a $2 coin as well. Canada's dollar weakened after the Federal Reserve left its $1.75 trillion bond purchase program unchanged, boosting the appeal of the U.S. dollar as refuge. Folks, they want to blow out a Canadian people, they want to blow out Americans, they want to blow out Mexicans. You know why? They want a North American currency. Whether they call that an Amero or whatever, who knows? They call it whatever they want, who cares? It promotes globalization. It's the next step after they built their European Union and their Euro. They are trying to build a Eurasian Union right now. And I mean, China is openly calling for new reserve currencies. It's time to wake up. Brian in New York. Brian, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
It's a lot of pressure, Jason. Hey, I don't mean to be rude, but is Mr. Jones still in the building?
Jones is still in the building. Hold on. He's ushering in. Hold on. All right. Hold on. You've got to put some headphones on. Don't jump the gun. All right, go ahead.
All right, go ahead, Admiral.
Thank you. I just wanted some direction as far as doing some internet radio. I have no clue. How do I begin? What do I do?
You know, I don't even have time to watch movies or TV, much less internet radio anymore. It would take a couple hours out a week to surf around and see what other people were doing.
Right.
I know that there is a whole proliferation of what they call radio blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like sites where people don't want to be on video, and so they want to be on audio. And so you go in and you kind of have your own board, your own little mixing board, and you do
you do
recordings, and then you post that up to the blog site, and that blog site has a lot of users and a lot of visitors. So you want to pick some of the bigger radio blog sites out there and then post your audio. And if people like what you have to say, then it proliferates and it's posted on YouTube and Google and other places. And so it's all a process, but you just said something?
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, that sounds convoluted and like it would take years to even get anybody to hear you.
No, listen, I remember in 1996, I'd been on Access TV about a year and a half, 2 years, been on radio.
Yeah, about
just a few, pardon me?
No, I've done cable access, but, you know.
Well, that's huge. I mean, that's great. Hold on just a minute. I mean, you're saying convoluted. What I'm saying is I remember a local IT guy having me come over to his house 10 or 15 times to do an internet radio show mm-hmm. when nobody was doing it, 96, and having dozens of listeners and getting phone calls.
And let me just say this. You know, my show is often bigger the next day on podcast than it is even here streaming live, Alex.
But that's what I'm trying to say to the guy is that Rome wasn't built in a day. And so for years, I mean, when I started Infowars.com in 1997, I didn't have a website for the first 2 years. You know, I was getting excited, getting a couple hundred views a day. And then it was a couple thousand and then, a couple million a month. So I mean,
in 2002, the website was drastically different, Alex. We're talking about total blog format, just bare bones, Infowars.com.
Exactly. Remember. So, I mean, I think as an instant gratification society, I mean, you see Ron Paul, he goes and does interviews with little blogs and stuff that have a few thousand people. Sir, I would just challenge you to not overthink the whole thing and think something's beneath you. I would challenge you to just go ahead and get a show and do something small, because even if you wake up one person a week, that's a precious thing. So I would do a show each week, and then I would upload it to four or five different blog sites, and then you'd have a lot of different audiences. All right, take care. I'm out of here. Permits is coming back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Accuses Fed of cover-up in Bank of America deal, and we reported on this on Monday. More revelations. The Federal Reserve sought to hide its involvement in Bank of America Corp's acquisition of Merrill Lynch as Merrill's financial condition worsened, the top Republican on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee said on Wednesday. Really? Bank of America's corrupt? And so is the Federal Reserve? I can't believe it. And meanwhile, the media is just praising the fact that we're about to give the Federal Reserve carte blanche powers. No one's mentioning 1207. No one's talking about auditing the Fed. No one's talking about how it's already going to go before the House because of all the co-sponsors. Meanwhile, only two senators have signed on for the Senate hearings that will probably never take place. And we're just going to have to tape the C-SPAN hearings and actually tell people they existed, because otherwise it just doesn't exist. There was no opposition to the Federal Reserve takeover. They're great. They're saying they're going to save us like they saved us from the Great Depression. This is a good thing. Well, folks, it's not a good thing. It's a very bad thing. I promise you. But you'll just have to taste it for yourself. Meanwhile, all around you, they are working out ways to have you get accustomed to this cashless society control grid. Mobile money seen as chance for world's poorest. You see that trying to appeal to the poorer people. Being able to use a mobile phone for money transfers, bill payments, and even savings would give some of the world's poorest people the chance to become part of the financial system. Telecom providers and bankers have said with microfinance is estimated to have reached about 100 million people through institutions such as Greenham Bank and small-scale community projects. Telecoms industry group GSM Association reckons that almost four times that number who currently have no bank account could benefit from mobile financial services. The Greenham Bank model works, but the scalability is limited, said Hans van Rensburg, chief executive mobile financial services provider Fundamo said on Wednesday. Has anybody noticed that the iPhone is basically like, a Star Trek phaser? The only thing it doesn't do is shoot the laser beam. It does everything and more that a phaser does on Star Trek. And cell phones are just going to get, better and faster. And like I said, everything's easier by phone. The transactions can be as small as 30 cents at a time. And mobile financial service providers aim to reach more than those living on less than $2 per day. They're planning to put this to the poorest first. They love to beta test on the poor. 866-582-9933. Taking your calls all evening. And one of the big things that I do think that we can have a win, a W, we can combat is this carbon credit system, the carbon tax that Jones just talked about. I'm going through video for my film Invisible Empire today. I'm going through Davos 07, Rupert Murdoch, guy from Goldman Sachs is up there, Gordon Brown, big globalist, Israelis. I forget what position she had, but she had a huge Israeli position in the ministry. I think she was part of the Department of Ministry. Anyway, the guy from Goldman Sachs starts spouting off lying, say, oh, this green movement is great. It's so grassroots, and everybody I work with wants a carbon credit system. It just came out of nowhere. No, you and the elite promoted a carbon credit system so that you could get people under global governance, international law, and an international tax on the way we live. That's what that's about. Give me a break. Anyone can see through that. Except for all the morons out there that think carbon, we have to stop with all this carbon dioxide. And Rupert Murdoch's up there pushing it too. He's like, once I decided to be part of this carbon revolution, everybody working in my office was so pleased. They were hip. They knew about it because of the internet. They're basically telling you how they're manipulating information on the internet for their little false movements, especially the environmental movement and this carbon credit system movement. Maurice, in L.A., you're on the air. It's either L.A. or Louisiana. We'll find out in a moment. Maurice, you're on.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, man, I wanted to actually bring up the show. What is the name of that show? Jericho. Have you seen that, any of that?
I saw the entire series. It was only two seasons long. They wrapped it up rather shortly. The first season, you really don't know what's going on. You just know that the African-American gentleman is some kind of a spook, and he was involved in the attacks in some way. In the very beginning, they're blaming it on the white supremacists working with Al-Qaeda and the North Koreans and Iran. Exactly. And they're the ones that did all these nukes in the country. And then later on, as the story progresses, you start to find out, wait a minute, it wasn't really these guys. It was the head of the Department of Homeland Security and his shadow government figures. And it even has, parts of martial law where the general comes in. He has no problem taking over the places, people fighting over the vaccinations. Ravenwood is Blackwater in there. They're the private mercenary firm. And luckily, the military guy starts figuring things out. He hears a few things and sees a few things, and then he questions the guy from the Department of Homeland Security and then covertly kind of turns on him. Like I said, they wrapped it up real quick because they knew they were getting canceled. But very prophetic, and I don't know whether it's predictive programming or a warning, but I enjoyed the series, actually.
Yeah, I just finished season one, and it was real, I don't know, I started watching it because I had heard these things about North Korea and Iran and what they were saying and all the current events, and... Mm-hmm. I just think that's really funny because I know that the X-Files, the guy that wrote that, was being fed lines and things like that from the government for ideas for his shows and things of that nature. And I really think that this is the same kind of deal.
Well, it very well could be, or it could be just somebody in the know or somebody who possibly, you know, listens to InfoWars on the low and knows what Alex Jones does and has seen the Police State series. But, you know,
I hope so.
Well, that's what I do hope. But at the same time, you know, you look at that cartoon they had, the blackjack, and the guy turned it into a game, and his game was to try to trick truth seekers into biting on that there was going to be some false flag attack Monday. Luckily, we didn't do it, and it looks like he actually put down on his website, Truth Seekers 2, JW, Justin Williams, the guys who portrayed the hoax, zero. I thank you for the call. U.S. Canada must do more in climate fight, says France. The United States and Canada must do more than currently proposed to tackle greenhouse gases, France says in a position paper ahead of global climate talks in Copenhagen this December. Watch out this December. Earlier in the week, I have to keep going back to these stories because there's so many nexus points. There's so many interconnections. Obama is urging the Senate to pass his bill. Climate change bill. We need to do it. We need to combat climate change. And then we play that Obama hero video from Jib Jab. And they do jab at him a couple times, but the, you know, fluoridated public is too dumbed down to even realize it. And one of the things they show him, he's grabbing the globe and he's blowing on the globe like Superman. He's cooling the earth. And then the administration comes out 2-3 months ago and says, yeah, we're looking into shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun. Meanwhile, it's already happening. They announce it after it's already happening and then they deny it once it gets a little political flack, once it hits the water cooler. And people are going, did you hear about this plan to shoot pollutants into the sky to block the sun? Well, if it keeps us safe from that dangerous sun who's working with Al-Qaeda to bring down America, I'm all for it. The sun is working with Al-Qaeda. Let's block it. Let's get up there with those pollutants right now. I'll fly up there right now. Just let's go. Let's do it. And it'll eventually, you know, won't even be man controlled. It'll be drone controlled because everything is turning over to drones and artificial intelligence and robotics and Xbox controlled military weapons in the sky and on land. The Ripsaw and other UAVs covered that last week. Not science fiction. Fact today, Xbox 360 controllers control real-time war machines of death now. Today, it's happening. Will, in Canada. Will, you're on the line.
Go on.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, two quick things. Did you guys catch the news article CNN just ran today? They're saying that that NADA girl in Iran was actually assassinated by a terrorist group that's involved with the European Union.
Is that true?
Yeah, actually, it's on CNN right now. It's on their website right now.
Well, what's the deal? Because the only video I've seen of that, she's already shot and she's falling down as she's been shot. And I mean, she's hit on the spot. I mean,
it looks staged.
Well, I don't know if it's staged or not because the blood doesn't come out of her mouth and eyes until she drops down. It takes about 30 seconds for that. And that would probably coincide with an actual heart shot. But does anybody have the tape of who actually shot her or whether she was shot by a sniper rifle or broader camera angle, anything?
Well, in this article, if you read between the lines a bit, they're kind of pointing towards it actually she being sniped down, not shot in the crowd.
Listen, do me a favor. Read the headline to me so my guys can bring it up and print it for me, and I can go over it in the next segment.
Iran says NADA's death may be tied to terrorist group, CNN.com, right on the front page.
You hear that, guys? Can you get that for me, Jaron? Thank you, sir. What else you got for me, my man?
Okay, about the compulsory vaccinations are running here in Canada. I find it crazy. I read the articles where they want to set up kiosks outside of bars.
Yeah, they say that they're not going to be able to get to the 18 to 30-year-old crowd because they're living in the moment. And they're in other words, they can't fearmonger enough that they're going to roll up their sleeves and take it. So what are they going to do? They're going to get them at their most vulnerable points. They're going to make up makeshift outside of bar vaccination centers. They're going to try to hit people up with at 3 and 4 in the morning. It's disgusting.
Well, another thing, I just wanted to bring up to anybody listening out there, the fact that you would even give an inoculation or any form of injection into the bloodstream when somebody's intoxicated is absolutely absurd. First of all, their immune system's completely compromised because they're intoxicated. And now you're going to start injecting them with, we know that they've put actual virus inside of it. So it just serves it, as in my opinion, a catalyst to further spread the virus even more if they want to, right?
That's what I'm assuming. I mean, again, this fear-mongering with this six-year-old girl who was singing songs and playing patty cake only moments before her death is going to cause people to run to the vaccination centers to applaud when schools are turned into mandatory vaccine camps for their children. And that's what's sick about this thing. I mean, these guys know how to play hardball, and they play it big time. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, taking your calls all night long, 866-582-9933.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Disappointed, going crazy, even though we can't afford the sky is over.
Iran said the gunman who killed Neda Aga Sultan may have mistaken her for the sister of an Iranian terrorist, the Islamic Republic news agency reported on Wednesday. Iran blamed the death of the woman known to the world simply as Neda squarely on those who would create division in the nation, saying they planned the woman killing to accuse the Islamic Republic of ruthlessly dealing with opposition, according to IRNA, Iran's state-run news agency. Now, who do you believe? They're both propagandists. I'm not sure I'm going to give anybody the benefit of the doubt on this one, but at the same time, and it is just, I mean, no, you know, I don't like watching snuff films, folks. I got to tell you, it's not one of the more pleasant. I know there are people on there that get off on it, that, you know, horror pictures like House of a Thousand Corpses aren't enough. Slasher flicks aren't enough. The new Friday the 13th isn't enough. They actually like this stuff. But I don't appreciate it when I have to click on something because it's made national news so I can see a woman die in people's arms and then blood rush out of her eyeballs, nose, and mouth. No thank you. Not what I'm into. Wiley in California. Wiley, you're on the line.
Hey,
yes, Wiley.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what you just said about the lady being shown on TV dying, that was horrible, man. And I actually had to stop in prayer. Pray to get that image out of my head. I could feel like it was
a brutal image, man. I mean, her eyes are dead to the world as soon as that camera focuses in, and then, you know, you see them trying to revive her, and she's shot in the heart, and literally 10 seconds into the revival attempt, just blood all over her face, and makes it look that much worse.
Like Alex said, you could see the light going out in her eyes, and I could just feel the wash of evil. They shouldn't have put that on TV.
Oh.
I'm calling because thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
The FEMA website's got a white paper up saying that they're going to run a national drill on July 27th. Have you seen
that? That's NLE 09. That's National Level Exercise 09. It's the first of its kind. It's the largest FEMA drill of all time. It's preventative terror. It's going to include the United Kingdom, Mexico, Canada, Australia, international forces. It's going to involve all tribal governments, local governments, federal governments, and state governments. It is a takeover drill in FEMA Region 6 where they are going to teach the locals how to spy on everybody and how to conduct mass roundups. It's very loving.
Well, there's no such thing as a martial law drill. And this obviously they're slowly going to take us over. Are they actually going to do gun confiscation? I haven't actually read that in the words here. But
what? I read the entire thing. It doesn't talk about gun confiscation. It just talks about preventative actions to stop terror. That may be gun confiscation. That may be worse. They may be taking over buildings in the name of martial law. When I say it's a martial law takeover drill, it really is, because it is getting the governments to bow down to DHS, to bow down to FEMA. They're no longer going to be running their day-to-day operations. It's going to be international government. And again, this is an international drill. So in some cases, who knows, maybe they're taking orders or working with somebody at MI5 or MI6 overseas or Australian intelligence. This is such a broad drill. And what really alarms me about it, not only is it the first of its kind, but it seems to me a precursor drill. Kind of like you had the drills on 9/11 that I always talk about. Well, before those drills, they had plenty of other drills where they were ramming planes into the buildings and blaming Osama bin Laden. In fact, Amalgam Virgo is one of those drills, and we go over it in Fabled Enemies. It's in Loose Change Final Cut as well. So I think that this is to prep people up, get them ready, and possibly, you know, put these type of actions into place later on when they decide that, you know, we are in pandemic level 6, and this piggy flu is really out of control. So come September and October, we might have to implement this for the greater good. And just go by section 1.5.1 in the WHO checklist for pandemic preparedness planning, where it says you have no individual human rights. You will be taking off-site drugs. Yes, that is a compulsory vaccination in your body. And then they say, if you don't take it, we'll just invoke Executive Order 13375, throw you in jail for a year, and take $250,000 from you. It's very loving, sir. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Chris, Kyle, and more on the other side. 866-582-9933.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This whole green movement that I've been discussing during the show, they're training you to use less. Sustainability is a buzzword for your slavery, for you paying taxes on your garbage, on your home because it's too big, on your power bill because you use too much, on your car because of its gas efficiency. Microsoft debuts power conservation website. Microsoft Corp on Wednesday unveiled its home website designed to help residential power consumers save money and reduce their environmental impact by conserving energy. They're not going to be saving money, folks. They're going to jack up the price of power. That's the plan. That's what we've been telling you from day one. These smart grids, these control grids, are only going to allow them to cap what you can use and charge you more for it. That's what this is about. Microsoft has been selling technology to the energy industry for years and is now targeting the home power market as the weak economy forces consumers to find ways to save money. And the government prepares to mandate the use of renewable and energy efficient to curb carbon emissions. It's about a carbon tax. You want to know when we can win? We can win this one. We can stop the carbon tax. You can tell your congressman, your state senator, your city councilman, your local mayor, your governor right now, you are not going to stand for a carbon tax that is based on junk science when we know that the global warming or climate change that is actually occurring is due to the sun getting hotter. Kathy in L.A., you are on the air. Kathy. Yes, Kathy. Yes, no, she must have dropped. All right. Yep, Chris in Virginia. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I've been listening to the show since 2003, and you and Alan, y'all are warriors, great patriots.
Well, thank you.
Listen, the reason why I'm calling is because I've been, going over this stuff with a lot of people. People are, like, mocking me, laughing at me, telling me it's not true. I even had people over to watch the New World Order. And they were, like, you know, mocking. They were making fun of Alex Jones, saying he was too dramatic. He had to be lying. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling to find out. You had one suggestion I can use to, maybe I'm going about things wrong. Maybe my tactics are a little overwhelming.
Well, I would say, again, you find a spot off the bat that you can find common ground on. In other words, if your friends are religious, you know, show them the Bohemian Grove ritual. Don't necessarily show them Alex Jones. Maybe just show them.
I even showed them Aaron Russo.
And you really, America Freedom to Fascism?
I just got calls tonight. I sent it out to them, the videos online, and they're like, he's lying. Oh, that's not true. The government wouldn't do that to us.
Now, what are they saying specifically that they're lying about?
They're lying. They're saying that there's no way that we can go to a fascist government or a socialist government.
We're there, baby. I mean, they need to read the Patriot Acts. We are right there. You know, some people are turned off by Alex's attitude or the persona in the same way that some people. Oh, I know that you do, but there are also people out there that think the same thing about Michael Moore. I would just encourage you to not stop, to not move on. I mean, obviously move on to other people, but not just drop it. They're your friends, man. And I've had my friends and family laugh in my face too, but, you know, next week I'll be going back to New York, going to a wedding, going to the wedding of the girl I took to the prom. She's a good friend of mine since I was like 12 years old. I don't get to see my high school friends that often. I'm giving them all movies. Last year when I went to a similar wedding, another high school friend, I gave her and her husband just a stack of about 15 movies. They ended up watching Loose Change Final Cut with the entire family, and she was just like, you know, everybody in the room is really silent. I can't believe this. We hadn't watched any of this stuff. This is incredible. And now, you know, I talk to her and she's like, yeah, me and Carl both check InfoWars every once in a while. We do try to keep up on the information. So even if you get them to be closet listeners, or just check it once in a while, you're still having an impact. You can still, and I mean, the friend that had the wedding last year, she worked for George Pataki for like 18 months. I mean, she worked for the governor's office in New York. So there is hope, man. Don't give up hope. I promise you that. All right, bro. Just keep on them. All right. You too. Let's see. Who are we on? We are on, I think, Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on the line. Yes, Joe. Yes. Oh, Kyle in Florida. I'm sorry. Kyle, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Hey,
yes.
I want to say I appreciate everything you and Alex do. Y'all are awesome, okay?
Thank you, brother.
I got turned on to y'all about 6 months ago. I've always been a constitutionalist. And I'm a cop in Florida in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always tried to look out for people's constitutional rights. When I see another officer doing something that ain't constitutionally right, I call them on it.
Now, that's excellent.
And I tell all these young kids that are coming on and coming out, I drill them all the time. I said, if your sergeant, your lieutenant, your chief came to you and said, I want you to go to this apartment complex and take everybody's guns, what would you do? And the new guys, they're sitting there dumbfounded. I said, you do not follow that order. That is an unlawful order. We took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. Not some politician, not some government official. And I would have to say that 99.9% of all the cops that I know agree with everything y'all are talking about.
Well, that's excellent. I want to get your take, though. Let me get your take on this Abadi ruling. This guy who, you know, off duty beats the hell out of a woman bartender unmercifully. They go to trial the first time. The cops rally around him. They block off the courthouse. They ticket all the journalists that actually go out there. And then the judge comes back about a year later, and he gets 2 years probation and no jail time for that. What is your take on that?
I think the guy should, number one, get fired from his job, lose his pension, and go to jail. I mean, granted, it was a simple battery. You know, most people that commit simple battery only get probation or, you know, 60 days in jail at the most. But you are in uniform. You're law enforcement. You are held to a higher standard. So he should have done at least a year. You know, I don't put up with this what do they say, abuse by cop. I mean, I don't do it. I respect everybody. I'm a law-abiding citizen. And if you're a law-abiding citizen and I stop you and, you know, you ran a red light or whatever, 99% of the time, if, you know, you say, officer, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I just wasn't paying attention. I'll say, well, here's a warning ticket. Have a nice day. I'm not going to jack you up for $200 and all that because most people, that's a week's salary.
Yeah, no, I understand. And you're one of the more compassionate cops. I've only had that happen to me one time. One time when I was out in Oklahoma City, I had this interaction with a police officer. I thought for sure I was at least getting the speeding ticket, and he didn't even end up giving me the speeding ticket. He gave me a warning, and I was just like, I was not accustomed to this. I was like, wow, this is incredible. And he gave it, I was like, thank you, sir, and I was on my way. And that was just one of the best police interactions that I'd ever had. I thank you for the call, Kyle. We're going to jump to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on the line. Yes, Joe.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, on Drudge, they got, you know, this guy Sanford on there, and I know I saw a list of Bilderberg attendees for 2008, and, you know, he was in there. And
he is a Bilderberger, is he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it. In fact, on InfoWars, there's a video of Carolina Truth confronting him about it and kind of poo-poos and says, yeah, Rockefeller's yesterday news, and this, you know, a bunch of people that think they're smart and, you know, just trying to brush it under the rug.
Well, you know, he also gave that big speech, as my board ops pointed out, and we played it on this show, where he was taking out the dollar bill and talking about the great steel and Novus Ordo Seclorum and how great it was and, you know, how it's the all-seeing eye of God and everything else. So it doesn't shock me that he's Bilderberg. I just wonder why the establishment decided to burn him over an affair in Argentina. I mean, these guys have affairs all over the place.
That's what my question was. What do you think he did? Do you think he was going too far with not accepting the money, the bailout money? Or
That's my only clue. You know, I mentioned that as well. I mean, this guy said he didn't want the stimulus money, and they said, well, if we're going to take the stimulus money, I want to pay off my state's debt with it. And they said, no, you can't do that. So maybe that pissed some people off. I mean, that's a possibility. I know there's infighting. It's not like everybody within this global governance system, this New World Order system, that's not only being built – but to some extent is already here. You know, they do have, you know, inner fights, and this could be just a power grab. This could be just a little kick to the backside and say, hey, don't mess around, man. Go with the program. We don't like that you tried to pay off the debt. Go with the stimulus bill. We're gutting this country, and you're going along with it whether you like it or not. I mean, that's how I read it. But, you know, I don't want to paint this guy out as some kind of rogue saint within the New World Order. I mean, he's talking about how the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill is the all-seeing eye of God. That's bad news, Brown.
I hear you, Burmis, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Joe. Gary in L.A. Gary, you're on the line. Hey, yes, Gary.
Down in New Orleans, L.A.
Well, all right, so that's Louisiana. See, sometimes I say Louisiana, and the guy's like, I'm in Los Angeles. And I'm like, all right, I'm sorry. I've got Gary in L.A. It could be Los Angeles.
Yes.
It is Louisiana, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, I'm the guy that got the Patriot Radio Show, the 990. We've been running the Obama deception ad for you for about a month and a half now.
Excellent.
Basically took Alex's advice and got my own show. And you were saying one that we could win a minute ago. One that we can win is the H.R. 1207 and also the Senate Bill 604. And to prove that you can make a difference, when my show contacted our Congressman Steve Scalise back around April 15th, he wasn't even aware of the bill. And then the new Congressman Joseph Gow, who took over Dollar Bill Jefferson, the one that's in trouble now, I went to his office personally, and he just never heard of it. So we started our call campaign, and he was getting maybe two or three dozen calls a day, and they both signed on, so they're co-sponsors. So it's one that you can win, you know? So
No, that is one we can win. Well, I think it's a win in the fact that even if we get the and we have gotten it to the House, and we make a big deal about this House session on auditing the Federal Reserve, because the mainstream media is not going to make the big deal. The way we're going to get this out is by taping it on C-SPAN and putting it on the web and letting it go viral on YouTube and having a campaign to all our senators and saying, hey, I don't want to hear excuses that you didn't see this, or a campaign to other congressmen. I don't want to hear that you didn't see this, or a campaign to your state senator and say, I don't want to hear that you didn't see this. Okay, and because this is just going to be fodder for the Obama Deception 2 and further Patriot films, but we can make it so much more. I mean, let's shock the world. Let's get this through the House, then let's get it through the Senate, and let's make Obama veto it and show what a demon he truly is. Let him show his true colors.
Yeah, we can't win on both sides. But one reason I called, I'm not really clear on this water bill, and the second thing I'd like you to comment on, or maybe do, I'd like to... you know, if you can make up a list of all the buzzwords, like you were just talking about, sustainability and what it really means. Yeah. Maybe like the top 10 or something like that.
That's a good idea. Sustainability is like their new buzzword. Green, carbon dioxide, smart grid is another one of their little buzzwords or buzz terms.
Is infrastructure one of them?
Infrastructure kind of is. New World Order is obviously their biggest buzzword, but that's kind of frowned upon in this country. It's more of a European term now, even though it kind of did. I mean, I don't want to say it totally emerged in Europe, but there were books on it out in Europe back in the 1700s. It made its way over to the States. H.G. Wells wrote a book about it. Hitler picked up on it, did a whole chapter in his diaries called The New World Order. Obviously Bush was a big promoter of it. So was Kissinger. But I think the sustainability, Kissinger was in the 70s promoting a New World Order. It will be in my film, Invisible Empire. I'm going to take you through these people talking about it openly. And then even some of the backside players, the guys that really didn't use it that much, but every once in a while, so like a Bill Clinton would use the term New World Order. I've got him in the run-up to his first election to the presidency, where he's like, George Bush has invoked a New World Order without giving the nation a new purpose. You know, and he's always talking about 1,000 points of light. And then he'll go on, one of these think tank programs or one of these, college presentation where he's like, New World Order is a term that George Bush used a lot and I used from time to time. And I think it's a good thing. And now Clinton is really trying to be even more relevant, holding these little meetings at his house, the Clinton Foundation. He doesn't want to just be, the two-term president that everybody loved. He might be the first global president. People talk about Barack Obama. You know, people like Clinton are still power hungry. People like Tony Blair are still power hungry. And they're enough in the public eye that they could always puppet them up, prop them up as their next little, talking points guy. He can read a teleprompter just as good as Barack Obama. I promise you that. I thank you for the call.
He's super slick.
He is super slick, my man. James in New York. James, you're on the line.
Yes. Hi, Jason. I have something more of a statement. I've been following this. I was introduced to this 32 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I've been reading this stuff for a long time and watching this. And these people, from my understanding, what I see, and anything I say is my own opinion, that they're prepared to take two steps forward and two back. Mm-hmm. One back.
One back, not two back.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. But the point being, I listen to these shows, I listen to these people that, and I'm not saying it's smugly, but, they've been introduced to this 6 months ago. Oh, boy. Oh, my God. This has been going on for a long time. It's nothing new. Mm-hmm. It's just progressing now to the point where, I wonder what the answer is. All this trying to... A guy called in last night. I heard him talk, and you didn't agree with him about
it was the Second
line.
Amendment. Yeah, the hard line Second Amendment. When do we actually stand up and fight?
That's right. And guys will say, I'll hear Alex say, when they come to my house, I'll do this and I'll do that. No, you won't, because when they come to your house, they're not going to come alone, and that's going to be the end of that.
Well,
you're not going to be able to.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. And, that's why on this show but let me explain. That's why I show and I warn people. MTV put out two commercials last year. I don't know if you saw them, but it was basically a family sitting at home doing nothing. And then all of a sudden, troops in black uniforms kick in the door. They clear the house in less than 10 seconds. They throw people on a truck where the neighborhood is absolutely getting
rounded. You're not going to do anything.
Well, that's what I'm warning people about. Don't let it get to that point where it's okay to have these troops.
How do you stop legislation alone?
Well, you know what? We have to put. All right, I'll tell you how you stop it.
I'm not a violent person. I don't want violence.
But don't you agree? But James, don't you agree? At some point, right now, the
Jury Gulag, but with Solzhenitsyn.
Are you talking about Gulags USA?
No. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He's dead now.
No,
before the Russian Revolution, he said, here's what he said. He said, if they would have took axe handles, I'm just quoting him, okay? And when they came to the house to get them, they would have beat the crap out of them, right? Mm-hmm. They would have known that some of them were not going home themselves. And it might have prevented what happened. He spent quite a long time. He died in Vermont, but he was a writer. He wrote a famous book, and I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's an older book, but in any event...
Listen, I'm with you on so many levels. Let me just say that, James. You know, I'm not against us standing up for ourselves. Let's see how the population takes this swine flu thing. Let's see if we go until we let our kids get vaccinated, because to me, that's a time to take a hard-line stance and say, no, you're not coming into my home to give me a death shot, whether it's a slow death or a quick death. I thank you for the call. More calls on the other side, 866-582-9933.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
relate to James in New York's plight. When do we stand up? When do we take a hard line? It's just so dangerous to do that. I mean, are we ready for blood in the streets? I don't know. I know I don't want troops in the street. I know I don't want to give them an excuse to quarantine people, to shoot entire neighborhoods, to round people up and put them in the FEMA centers that are very, very real, to make you a part of the civilian inmate labor program. And he's correct. They'll take two steps forward only to take one step back as long as they keep pushing forward in incremental fashion. That's one of their little games. Compartmentalization is another one of their buzzwords. Sustainability. We have to talk about that because it's everywhere. And talk about sustainability. Jaron, my board op, brought me this one. Funds help pay for girls' college educations. Program pays girls $1 per day to not get pregnant. This is out of Greensboro, North Carolina. $1 a day, that's the incentive being offered to young girls to keep them from getting pregnant. It's kind of hypocritical that the boys don't get $1 a day from, you know, keeping out of the tang. The group College Bound Sisters was founded at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro by Hazel Brown, a maternity nurse who thought too many teens were having babies. Brown said she hopes the program, which pays $1 to each of the 12 to 18-year-old girls, will keep them from getting pregnant. In addition to remaining pregnancy-free, the girls must also attend weekly meetings. All right, so let's say they go to 180 days of school a year. Now, I'm wondering how this program works. Let's say 180, so it's $180 a year for a six-year school stint. So you could get roughly $1,000, a little bit more than $1,000 if you stay not knocked up. Now, what happens if you're all the way through your junior year? You got about $900 saved up for that community college class you didn't think you were going to be able to take. And all of a sudden, you're preggers. Is it all wiped out? Is it like Jeopardy? If you're not going to the finals, you're going home empty? I mean, what is the deal? But under the program, $7 is deposited into an interest-bearing college fund that the girls can collect once they graduated high school. Some recent graduates earned more than $2,000 and are an inspiration to those still in the program. I might want to be a teacher a few years and then be a lawyer, said 12-year-old Chelsea Davis. I might want to be an actor or a singer, another girl in the program, Amanda Davis, said. Isn't it nice when people have big hopes and dreams? A teacher and an actor and a singer. The teacher, yeah, you can do it. Actor and singer, good luck. Good luck with the pregnancy college program. I don't know how that's going to boost you into stardom, but maybe I'm wrong. All right, Josh in Canada. Josh, you're on the line.
Hi, I'm a layman to this, but I've heard a lot about Iranian tension with the world. But okay. Why is there such a push to control that country? The corporate world has already taken over the pocketbooks of the youth in Iran, so mm-hmm. Why is it still considered a threat?
Because their military is stronger than most places in Iran. The only place that I would think that has a stronger military in the Middle East that isn't fully controlled by the United States government, and in part they are, is Saudi Arabia. And Iran is kind of one of those enigmas to me. You've got all this tension going on there, but in the end of March, this is something we went over here, it wasn't very widely reported in the media, but Secretary of State Clinton actually came out and said, yeah, Iran, in a push to show that they want to change relations with the United States are going to help us with this poppy problem in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, we know as soon as we went into Afghanistan, you know, I'm not praising the Taliban here, but while the Taliban was in power, Afghanistan was pumping out about 10% of the world's opium supply. By 3 months after the initial invasion of Afghanistan, it was pumping out 80%+. Now it's 90%+. So you know that Iran isn't going to stop the drug trade there. That funds the black ops operations. So why is Iran so important? Well, if you knock Iran down, all of a sudden the United States has control of Israel, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Iran, and their Eurasian Union becomes even more of a reality. Saudi Arabia might not take military force. I'm going to address it more on the other side. Hang on.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is something the idea of which has been around for decades. Again, Kissinger was a huge proponent of unifying the Middle East. And if you read the Project for a New American Century documents, rebuilding America's defenses, that was one of the objectives, one of the goals, was to take over the entire Middle East. I would say the biggest issue that we have in and around the Middle East right now is probably India. Pakistan is a total and complete puppet government. They are at the will and mercy of U.S. intelligence. So really, Iran to me is that last domino. The question is, has that domino fallen, and is this all kind of a show until they can come up with a better plan? I mean, again, in the 50s, Mossadegh was an elected leader. He was a secular guy. He had decided that he was no longer going to give in to British interests and start giving the profits to the people and try to bring his nation up into second world status at the time. And he was actually, Iran was able to do that even without him, but not ever able to get up to first world status. And what do? They took out Mossadegh by bombing mosques, putting out pamphlets by these bombings and saying up with Mossadegh, framing him for them, and then putting in the Shah, which then tried to radicalize Muslims. And of course, we know that in the late 70s, with the October surprise, intelligence worked with some of these Iranian hostage takers in order to really, you know, put that albatross around Jimmy Carter's neck. Again, Jimmy Carter, not the greatest guy out there. He's a member of the elite squad. He goes to the Bohemian Grove Club. He knows a lot about these organizations. But at the same time, they just tried to kill him a week and a half ago in Israel. He's out there on the road trying to have peace in the Middle East, trying to defend the Palestinians from the ever encroaching police state genocide at the hands of the Israelis on that Gaza Strip. I mean, the information from there is just unbelievable. So they try to take this guy's life. And then they blame it on, I think they tried to blame it on, I think even though it was Hamas and police that found him and thwarted it, Israeli intelligence was trying to blame it on Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda every time. You know, it's just like, let me give you an example of this whole Al-Qaeda myth. Pakistani officials behind killing of 11 French engineers. High-ranking Pakistani officials were behind the killing of 11 French shipbuilding engineers in Karachi 7 years ago. Two French judges have ruled. Until now, who did they blame? Al-Qaeda had been blamed for the bomb attacks on a bus in 2002 that killed 11 engineers and three Pakistanis. According to the media reports, and again, the intelligence agencies are very well aware of this, and they kind of go at each other on these separate levels. The French Secret Service retaliated after the 2002 attack, not by going after Al-Qaeda, but by breaking the legs of two Pakistani Navy admirals and killing a lower-ranking officer. So really, it's my opinion that if they can get Iran under their thumb further, and they can really get them into the fold, that will be really the last big piece in this Eurasian Union that they're trying to set up. What do you got for me, Josh?
Well, I mean, how can they really set that up, considering most of the youth are already westernized?
Well, it is going to be a westernized. First of all, let me say this. Like you say, how are they going to set that up? It's not going to be a Muslim, you know, union. It's not going to be they like secular. They really do. They like order out of chaos. But at the end of it all, they like secular. In other words, they like communist China. They love that model. They love the one child policies. They love the slave grid. They love families working and living in sweatshops. So the way that they do that is, you're right, because you look at China, for instance. Look at China back in the 60s and 70s. It was heavily, and I mean heavily, westernized through the 80s and 90s. I mean, jeans in China popped up everywhere. Coca-Cola, McDonald's, forget about it. They want those type of Western things in their unions. But at the same time, they want them to relieve their sovereignty to international law. That's what they're most concerned with, that they're willing to go under the governance of a United Nations or a similar organization. Go ahead.
So Iran is not involved in the United Nations?
Well, no, Iran gets to speak on the floor, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that they abide by international law. I mean, we only abide by international law when it serves us. But if they can get them to sign another agreement or something like the Kyoto protocols, if they can get them to pledge to cut their carbon emissions, to bring them into this system further, that's their goal. It's incrementalization. It's a step at a time. And we already have the... Hold over, Josh. We'll come back to you after this.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Justice with your shadow by my side. Cut me time and lock me down, cause I'll be back to go another round. Last one! My blood runs red beneath the night.
All right, after we finish up with Josh, you know, I'm going to let him speak because I've really given my opinion and I'd like to answer any other questions that he has. We're going to go to Dave, Matt, Jim, and others, 866-582-9933, taking your calls the rest of the hour. Well, what's your take on it, Josh? Let me ask you.
Well, I mean, I don't particularly really have a strong take. I'm sort of wondering if like an invasion is imminent, considering of all this talk, of all this hostility. Yet at the same time, I'm wondering if that's even possible, considering, you know, all the resources in Iraq. I mean, if you Google Earth Baghdad and also Tehran is so much larger. I'm sure there would be a huge backlash if there was an invasion in Iran that wouldn't be sustainable. So, I mean, I think that's why they're trying to go soft route.
I agree with you. I think that's why they're trying to go soft route. I don't think they want to have an invasion like Iraq. Number one, I don't think that they're going to have the same kind of military successes. And right now they're in the process of redistributing forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. You know what I mean? To try to even put more military bases there. So I kind of agree with you there.
Sort of model.
What's that?
Sort of the frog, you know, boiling the
frog. Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Listen, people are now accustomed to the fact that we're not leaving Iraq and Afghanistan. The anti-war movement is dead. I mean, we had Cindy Sheehan in here about a week and a half ago, and she's like, yeah, it was okay to be anti-war when Bush was in, but now that Barack Obama is just continuing what his administration did, you got to shut up because the left isn't in it anymore. Their heart's not there. So, you know, I've never been one of those guys that we were definitely going to have a hard conflict with Iran. I mean, they hyped it up. They had that boat incident where they tried to say the Iranian boat was taunting U.S. ships.
They might have tried, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. They may have tried under a different administration, but I don't know if they want to do that. In light of a major terror attack, maybe. Maybe. And that's a big maybe. But I would say that'll probably have to be an international terror attack so that we can get...
I just want to bring back quickly. Now, the children are basically westernized, the youth. Mm-hmm. And most of the country, what is it? I don't know if it's a quarter or whatever, is 20-something. I mean, in the next 10 years or so, there would have like a nuclear delivery system to the U.S., which would become an actual threat. Before that actually happens, wouldn't there be sort of... an internal sort of change, you know, with the youth, the westernized youth taking over. So it was sort of almost as like a devil's advocate question.
Well, I would say this. I don't think that the youth are going to be able to have that much of an influence on society outside of the cultural, clothing and the way people act towards Western films. I don't necessarily think that they're going to have a huge impact on the way that their government is run. I think it'll be as...
clubbing, to really have an impact on their society.
Well, I mean, it would be nice to believe that they could have an impact on their society, but I don't know if they can do so politically. Maybe they can get some things changed here and there. But the root of this, to me, is that as long as it pushes towards globalization and international regulation, they don't care what kind of freedoms they give them. They don't care how westernized they get. As long as that westernization is part of this global program towards this march of a new world order, my man. I thank you for the call. Dave in Virginia. Dave, you're on the line.
Yeah, you know anything about the Board of Governors for the Federal Reserve?
The board? Are you talking about the actual board of the Federal Reserve, the people that get appointed?
The
right, Board of Directors. It's not the governor. Yeah, but they're not governors. They're not called governors.
Well, that's
governors.
What it's called.
From what I understand, there's 13 of them. They get 8-year terms, and they are elected by our elected officials. Not elected. In other words, they're appointed.
You're thinking of a different thing.
Okay, so then I don't know about this.
All right, the Federal Reserve has what they call a Board of Governors.
Okay.
They used to be called a Board of, I don't know, something else. But my point is, it has 7 members. One is a chairman. The next one is the vice chairman. And then they have, like, 5 other guys that do various things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's something kind of interesting going on right now with them. See, 2 of those seats are vacant.
Okay.
And it's never been done before in the entire history of this particular
board. Well, what's your take on why they're vacant? Do you think that the changes are so broad and overreaching that they want to wait until they put somebody in there that they feel they can trust? Or
see, here's the thing, I look at this whole thing from the people that are doing it, you know, because then I can kind of get an idea of how they're thinking and where they're going, and you know, maybe avoid something. I don't know, but. If you look at the guys on this board, they have like a little notation beside it. And again, this is on their Federal Reserve's own website. They have like resigned, reappointed, died, stuff like that, right? And they have a date. Well, these guys are appointed every 14 years.
Okay.
But if you read the laws on how they appoint each other, it's it's written in a way so that any of these guys can remain on this board indefinitely.
So what you're telling me is even the term limits that they say they're imposing on themselves are a joke, and they're not really enforced. Okay.
Because they can go around them easy.
Okay.
Like if one person jumps in to serve a temporary spot for another person, he's given such and such extra years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this whole thing is just impossibly enormous. I mean, they're just, their whole thing is if they control the environment that the problem is in, then they control the problem.
Well, that's why they're giving them more and more power. I mean, I don't understand how...
But see, they don't really need it.
Well, I disagree. You know, they need it when this dollar collapses, and they have to say, listen, you know, the dollar collapsed. We really want the United States to still be a first-world nation. The way we're going to do this, because if you're not a first-world nation, then other nations are going to collapse. And, boy, we're going to have a global economic depression worse than the Great Depression in this country. And we'd really hate to say that. So I really do think that they do need more power. They need more oversight after themselves. I don't think that they're happy that Ron Paul was able to get this many co-sponsors on 1207 off the bat.
See, here's the thing. What if he didn't? What if he didn't get the sponsorship? Wouldn't the American public be outraged?
No, because the American public doesn't even know about 1207. If I went outside tomorrow, okay, and I went down to one of the main streets on Austin, and I sat outside the Capitol where people are supposed to know things political, I'll guarantee nine out of ten people, even though Ron Paul is a Texas congressman, won't even know about it. 9 out of 10. I'll go. You know what? I wouldn't be shocked that if I went away from the Capitol building and I went down to 6th Street, I could pull 19 out of 20 people who wouldn't know about it. The mainstream media has totally blacked it out. It's not in any newspapers. It's not on any shows. The only show that even glimpsed at 1207 was CNBC, and the commentator said, well, you know, if they actually do edit or audit the Federal Reserve, it'll have to shut down. It'll be utter economic chaos, so we can't allow that to happen. I mean, he didn't even give it a chance. So
what's going to happen when we do audit them and we do?
We won't audit them. Listen, we won't audit them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let me explain what's going to happen.
Get the true information anyway.
So, well, that's true, but it'll never get to that point. That's the point. That the whole point
of this. Exactly.
It's not going to get to that point, but we have to use what transparency we have to show people why it didn't get to that point. In other words, somewhere down the line, we have to be the ones responsible to show people that this did hit the house, that this was on the floor, that the media did not cover this. You know, that you need to call your senator and make it go to the Senate floor because it might pass on the congressional floor. If it can pass in the House, we can make an even bigger deal about it. Maybe we can break it into the mainstream media. But the point is to get it to the point in the mainstream that it does not only go through the House, but goes through the Senate. And again, Obama has to show his true colors and veto it. That's the goal for me. To have everybody shown that this guy is a demon, this guy is a puppet of the banksters, and this guy is going to protect them at all costs. That's my goal on this. Because I'm not under any delusions that they're actually going to audit the Federal Reserve. But I do think that we can get it up to the presidency and have him veto it. That's my opinion. I thank you very much for the call, Dave. Very insightful stuff. Let's go to Matt in Tennessee. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason,
yes,
how's it going?
It's all right.
You know, I saw the MTV commercial. It wasn't even a commercial. The MTV little thing about the FEMA camp, people taking people away.
Yeah, there were two of them. There was the one with the family, and then the second one that I didn't get to describe. It was in a New York City subway, and everybody's kind of on the subway. Just if anybody's ridden a subway in a major city, it's got that feel. You know, everything's flashing, everything's lighting. All of a sudden, the door opens. Everybody down on the ground, down on the ground. All of a sudden, men in black uniforms, they just grab people up, and quicker than you could know it, you know, they focus on this one old man that just can't believe what he's seeing, but he can't do anything about it either. And I like how at the end of each of those, you know, they zoom out and they flash frame, and all of a sudden it's really related to the Nazi camps as well.
Well, I mean, what do you think? Was that like a warning by some kind of like road?
Oh, you bet your ass it was a warning. Listen, Loose Change Final Cut got play on MTV on some of the Canadian stations. You know, they did big blurbs about us. Yeah, of course they did. You type in Loose Change Second Edition, I mean, it made Current TV several times. That's the reason. Listen, there's a lot of people out there that do know what's going on, that aren't part of this system, that do work in media, that get out the truth when they can. But, you know, History Channel International on 9/11 played our movie in 13 different countries, including Australia, you know, and New Zealand. And that's why the History Channel had to make a two-hour hit piece in this country, headed up by NBC Productions and Hearst Publications, with Lester Holt, Mr. CFR, just completely lying about us. I mean, the fact of the matter is they don't have the total control that they try to impose. They try to say that we're all powerful, we're all seeing. They're building the infrastructure. They have a lot of the technology to do so, but they don't have the human input. In other words, they don't have that many people brainwashed to do their bidding on the level of a Nazi Germany. The problem is the technology has gotten so far, they may not need it. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Jim, Kathy, Alex, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and don't forget My Little Bobby Bloggins and podcast if you missed any part of the show over at TheInfoWarrior.com. Back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart. I take the vow. I'll never turn. I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
You know, I wanted to touch on this. Saw the story earlier in the week. Now there's a video out of Bloomberg.
Tonight's the
you don't think gold and silver are a good investment? Yeah, that's why there's now mobile gold vending machines. That's how hot gold is right now. Let's play it out of Bloomberg.
Well, first it was soft drinks, then cash. Now a German company plans to install vending machines where you can get gold. The German company TG Gold Supermarket says it plans to install as many as 500 gold bar vending machines in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. The company opened its first machine at a Frankfurt airport yesterday. The machines sell 1, 5, and 10 gram bars. A 1 gram gold bar currently sells for about 30 euros. Now, the owner of the company told the Financial Times that Germans like to hold a chunk of their assets in gold since many of them or their ancestors lost everything during the first two world wars.
Ah, see? Smartening up. Notice they're not coming to the United States because we're so fluoridated we wouldn't want them. We don't understand why gold is a good option. Meanwhile, they're censoring Google in China, and China is just praised all over the world. Oh, we love you, China. Walmart is a good thing. Let's redistribute the car industry over there. Yay! Lest I be accused of not covering this one, government asked to dismiss Geronimo lawsuit. Those in the know that the Apache leader's descendants seek remains allegedly stolen by Skull and Bones, the Yale Society. U.S. Justice Department asked federal judges to dismiss a lawsuit brought by descendants of the Apache leader Geronimo, whose remains were purported to be stolen long ago by members of a secret society at Yale University. In fact, Prescott Bush, the former president's grandfather, is said to be one of the guys that actually did this. The government filed a motion June 10th to oppose a lawsuit filed in February by 20 of Geronimo's descendants who want to rebury the warrior near his birthplace in the southern New Mexico Gila Wilderness. Geronimo died in 1909. The lawsuit alleges that Skull and Bones members took some of the remains in 1918 from a burial plot in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, to keep it in its New Haven, Connecticut clubhouse. Both Presidents Bush, Massachusetts, Senator John Kerry, and many others in powerful government and industry positions are members of the society, which is not affiliated with the Universita. All right, let's go to, I believe we are on Kathy in Louisiana. Kathy, online? Oh, we're on Jim in Arkansas. Jim, you're on the line? Yes,
Jason,
Jim.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, first, did you guys get a fax from me about 35 minutes ago talking about South American beef?
I haven't checked it yet. It usually goes to my email. It doesn't just print out automatically. It goes to my email and somebody else's, but I'll look into it. Tell us what it says.
Well, basically, McDonald's is saying that, well, there's not enough beef in the U.S., so they're going to start buying South American beef.
Oh, awesome. It gets yummier and yummier every day, my friend.
Wait a minute now. It was authored by Dr. David Forrest at A&M.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys might want to talk with him, maybe even get him on the show. I don't know.
Wait, who is this again? David who?
Dr. David Forrest at Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. Yep, Texas A&M. Dr. David Forrest. All right, I'll put it down, and you know what? I'll get the information to Jones tomorrow. What are they saying? How many plants are they going to be getting this from South America? Are they going to set up their own little shops, or what's the deal?
What you might also want to do is contact the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Evidently, they're going ape over this, mm-hmm. saying that, you know, there's not enough American beef, so they're going to start bringing it in from South America. And he's basically calling for a boycott. Yeah.
Well, he should. There's no, listen, if we want cattle here, we can have cattle here. It's so ludicrous. They subsidize the entire farming industry on purpose to try to make it seem like there's shortages. There's no shortage of resources in the United States. If we want cattle, we can have cattle. But they're trying to scare people away from beef. They're trying to scare people away from pigs. They're saying, slaughter all the pigs, swine flu. Oh my God. And I mean, it's scary to me in the first place that so many cattle farms in the United States are owned by McDonald's at this point. It's even scarier that they're getting ready to go to South American meat. It'll probably be nice South American cloned meat as well, like the double shot to the baby maker. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of what he alludes to.
Oh, he's alluding to it, that these are cloned. You know, I'll hold you over. You can make another point on the other side. We're going to go to Kathy, Alex, Josh, and more. 30 minutes left in the Info Warrior. Folks, go check out the website right now at theinfowarrior.com. You can see this cop just beating this bartender senseless and then walking away essentially scot-free.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away.
Taking your calls, 866-582-9933. Jim, you had another point you wanted to make? Oh, we dropped Jim. Let's go to Kathy in Louisiana. Kathy, you're online. Yes, Kathy.
Hi. I'm from New Orleans.
I actually work with Patriot Radio. Gary had called a few minutes ago, but there were some things that I wanted to add. I'm extremely proactive. I belong to Campaign for Liberty. I'm a researcher for Patriot Radio. I do a little spiel on his show each week. Today I did about 15 minutes on the dangers of vaccinations. Mm-hmm. I talk a good talk, but I am scared to death. Mm-hmm. I am scared to death. I mean, I'm just listening to your paranoia song, and I was like, that's me. I mean, as long as I'm going, I'm on a roll, and I'm, you know, winning everybody's confidence and everything. First of all, other than my family thinks I'm totally nuts. My daughter will not listen to me about the vaccinations, and she has a little 8-year-old daughter, and I am panicky that she is going to allow her to take the shot, and I can't do anything about it.
Well, there is something you can do about it. Listen. Well, the first thing I would show your daughter is the recent Mayo Clinic study out of Minnesota. Just type in Mayo Clinic flu study, Minnesota, where they admit from the study, if you take the regular flu shot, you are three times more likely to get the flu. If that doesn't grab her attention, maybe a backhand will. And say, hey, that right there should just be like, oh, my God, how can this be true?
I did 15 minutes talking to thousands of people today on the radio, talking about reading the packet inserts. I mean, it tells it all. But yet, you know, there are so many people that just think this is all crazy. And we're talking about lives. We're talking about little children that's going to have slow death, you know, that might not get sick in the beginning, but they'll get sick in 7 years.
Exactly.
And it's just so upsetting. And like I said, I go on a really fast roll. I'm constantly talking about it, pretty much obsessed about it. Mm-hmm. However, when I stop and really think about this is really going to happen, I am scared to death.
Well, let me tell you, that's a normal reaction. That really gets your fight or flight instincts. And I'm glad that you're not fleeing, that you're standing up against it. That's the right thing to do. Listen, I'm not saying that we should become numb to humanity. I'm in this because I'm trying to save humanity. I realize how great we can be. But at the same time, I realize how ignorant we currently are. How egotistical we are on another level. How know-it-all. We know it all. Everything's going to be great. The country's great. It may have some problems, but we're the best nation in the world and the government loves us. And we realize that that's not the case and that this stuff is scary. But when you let that fear overcome you, all of a sudden you become less proactive. All of a sudden you don't think you can win. All of a sudden your heart's not in it as much. You're ready to lay down. I just try to take solace every day in something that I can enjoy no matter how small. You know, I don't get a lot of time to sit back and watch television and movies or kick back and watch the UFC. Although last night, you know, at like 2:30 in the morning, I got to finish up UFC fight night from Saturday that I wanted to watch. And that, you know, I was very happy about that. I'm like, finally, a little relaxation. I take solace in that. I take solace in the fact that I get to go hang out with my dogs for, you know, an hour or so a day. I take solace in the fact that, you know, once every couple weeks when I call my brother, I get to talk to my little niece who's 4 years old. You know, I just have to live in the moment and thank God for what he has provided. And I'm not even a religious person. You know, whatever you want to call God. I just thank, you know, the stars, I guess. I don't know. Something out there for having those moments with my family,
well,
with my friends.
It does make me appreciate everything so much more.
That's true. And you know what? Again, we can have victories. We don't always have to have losses. And it doesn't always have to be 2 step forward, 1 step back. I realize that this is a very tough thing to combat, and they are attacking us on multiple levels right now, you know, from the cybersecurity command center that the Pentagon's building to the Give Act that's already passed to City Year becoming more and more powerful and more propaganda commercials coming out to the fight in the Middle East to these drills coming up, NLE 09. There is so much happening in the world, and we just have to, I understand it is a daunting, daunting task, and there are so many nexus points, but if we can all come together, there are so many of us out there. Remember, the Revolutionary War was won with less than 10% of the population. I don't know if that's possible now, but I do believe that we can turn on 20, 30, maybe even 40% of the population in this country to what's really going on when it becomes bad enough. And we have to strike while the iron's hot, and the iron is steaming hot right
and
now.
And I do pray every day. I just look around and I see everybody grasping for hope, wondering why they can't go on with, you know, they graduate from college. What's going on? I can't get a job. I can't get, you know, what I've been working for the last few years. What's going on? And you tell them, And they think that you're crazy. And let me just tell you, one song you might want to listen to, it's really, really cool. It's by Brett Denon.
Okay.
Think I'm Going to Go Crazy. We used it on the show today. It's fabulous. And the words are perfect.
All right, I will check it out.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Send it to my Facebook, facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior or myspace.com/JasonBermas. Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on the line. Yes, Alex. Yes.
Oh, hey, Jason. Yeah, I'm with the Tampa Bay We Are Change group.
Excellent.
And we had a presentation of the Obama deception today at a cafe. It was like on the projector, and a whole bunch of people came out.
All right, how'd it go?
Yeah, well, it all went well, and we, you know, there were people in there. They were sitting in there watching the film. But at the end, though, they had like a little speaking session, and they had the people come up, and it was like it turned into the Twilight Zone. It was like the people started saying, Alex Jones is a racist. He hates Jews. And then it's like
yeah, because so much of our work here is hating on Jewish people. That's the problem. See, they watched Glenn Beck once or twice, and Glenn Beck said 9/11 truthers hate Jews and worship James von Braun, so they believe it. There is zero. Let me repeat this. I know it's going to disappoint some of the Nazis out there who like to listen because they're self-loathing white people for some reason that just hate everybody. But we don't hate the Jews here, okay? There's nothing anti-Semitic on our websites. Everything we talk about in criticism to Israel is legitimate, and it's criticism to Israel and their policies, not Jews, okay? We don't throw the J word out unless, number one, they're actually Jewish. In other words, a practicing Jew. In other words, they practice the religion. Just because you're born in Israel, to me, it doesn't make you a quote-unquote Jew. If you're not practicing Judaism, how are you Jewish? See, that's the whole thing. They want to paint, first of all, the Nazis want to paint everybody up as a Jew. You know what I mean? He's 1/16th Jewish. Did you know he roomed with a Jew in college? Oh, did you see that Jew he was standing with in the picture? And then they have the dumbed down people that listen to the mainstream, and they actually believe that Alex Jones is a racist. Again, nothing could be further from the truth.
They sat there for the whole Obama deception. They watched it. And then at the end, they come to a conclusion. They come up because they had like a little speaking thing on the stage. And they come to the conclusion that Alex Jones is a racist. He's a conspiracy theorist because they were talking about when he was at the Bilderberg meeting. Mm-hmm. Where the fire alarm went off, and they said, "Oh, that's just crazy. He's a nut job," because he said that something about the fire alarm goes off as
he's about to reach millions and millions of people on the biggest alternative show in the world. At a hotel that's about to be cleared out for the Bilderberg group the next day. And there's no fire, by the way. There's not even smoke in somebody's room from a cigarette, but Alex is the paranoid one. They're coincidence theorists, my friend. That's what they are.
It just turned into the total Twilight Zone. I thought people were going to be informed after. They don't even look at the information they put out. They just attack Alex Jones.
Well,
they say, he's a white supremacist. I'm talking to one guy and I'm asking him, why do you call him a white supremacist? And he says, have you looked at his stuff from the 90s? He says he was really into hating Jews and stuff like that. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Listen, go get... There's a great film that Alex Jones did in the 90s. He did the Police State film starting in the 90s. But go check out America Destroyed by Design. Almost everything he talked about in that film. Excuse me. Oh, man. I got to stop with the Popeyes before the show. Anyway, everything he talked about in that film has come to pass or is on its way to passing right now. America Destroyed by Design. Again, no racism, just facts by Alex Jones. Hey, I thank you for the call and keep it up, brother. Just because you had that one bad experience doesn't mean you shouldn't keep doing it. You're informing people. You're planting that seed, whether they know it or not. Maybe they'll come around to the fact that we're not racist because we're not racist. Josh in Pennsylvania. Josh, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was on the internet and I just came across a news story that might spark your interest a little bit.
Let's hear it.
Okay, it's journalist files charges against the World Health Organization and UN for bioterrorism and intent to commit mass murder.
Continue.
Okay, the people that are being charged are Barack Obama, David Nasbaro, UN... Mm-hmm. Coordinator for influenza, Margaret Chan, Director General of World Health Organization.
Yep.
Kathleen Sebelius.
Sebelius?
Yep. Yes. Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services.
Bilderberg member, by the way, but continue. Keep going.
Okay. Janet Napolitano.
Napolitano, the head of the DHS right now. Continue.
Okay. David Rothschild.
Oh, David Rothschild's on the list as well. Okay, keep going.
David Rockefeller.
Oh, Mr. Rockefeller or eugenics himself. Anybody else on that list?
George Soros.
Oh, Mr. Soros. No, he loves us. Don't you know George Soros is trying to help the planet with this carbon credit system, sir? He loves everybody. Who else on the list?
Werner Faymann.
Mm-hmm.
Chancellor of Austria. And Alois Stoger, Australian Health Minister.
Yeah, Australia's big on it. But let's. Who is the journalist that's doing this, by the way?
Let me find the name. Do you know the name? Where? Jane Burgermeister.
Okay, and what's he? What does he usually write for? Who does he report for? Do you know?
The story came from naturalnews.com.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll look into it, and I think it's a great thing. I don't know how far he's going to be able to go with this lawsuit. But listen, man, this swine flu thing is a total and complete hoax. They are fear-mongering all over the world. Australia is already in dire straits, whether they know it or not, after this WHO pandemic level 6. Right now, they are running their beta tests in Canada, seeing if they can get the entire populace to take the shots. They're ready to have makeshift vaccination centers outside of the bars because the schools aren't going to be enough. See, they're going to inoculate the children first, and then they're going to try to get their parents and grandparents and friends. But that pesky 18 to 30-year-old group, they don't know how they're going to get them to take the shot, other than camp out outside of the club, man. That's what's scary. And we're bringing that story up right now. Who knows? They look like they may be committing or trying to commit mass murder. We're going to read that later. I thank you for the call, Josh. Steve in Canada. Steve, you're on the line.
Wow, no way. So I also came across an interesting article in the newspaper today dealing with the H1N1.
Okay.
And as you guys said, that the native population were going to be among some of the first people to get the shot.
That's correct. They're saying that the Aborigines are a big problem. They don't have hand sanitizers. A lot of them don't have running water in their homes, and they pose the biggest risk. So they have to be some of the first people to actually get the shot.
Right. So I've heard here a number that says 567 out of 3,200 people in Theresa Point, Manitoba, in May came up with a respiratory illness. I don't know if that's...
No, they're fear-mongering. Yeah, listen, they're trying to make everything into this pig flu. And you notice how they're always saying H1N1. It's not H1N1. Let's say it again. It's not H1N1. It's a combo pack. It's two strains of H1N1. It's a strain of H5N1. And it's a strain of human influenza as well. But we let them manipulate the language. Yeah. And then if you read into it again, you know, I've got these articles in front of me. They're trying to say that 7 people in Canada have died from the swine flu. But if you read into it, they say associated with swine flu. That means swine flu probably didn't kill any of these people. It's just like in the United States. They say, oh my God, this 2-year-old in Texas just died from the swine flu. Then it comes out the next day. Well, you know, he was in and out of hospitals all the time. He was a premature birth. He may have had the swine flu. We don't really know. Oh, and he was from Mexico, so he wasn't really receiving U.S. health treatment most of the time. And then the second person to die is this 30-year-old teacher who magically is in the hospital from mid-April with all these other chronic illnesses, and then she has complications at her birth, and they actually admit that they can't tie swine flu to it, but they say, no, she's the second death of swine flu. Then the third person to die out of New York is a guy who's a principal at a school and has gout. You know, but
really?
I'm worried. I'm worried for you guys. I'm worried big time because with this girl dying of quote unquote swine flu, who's a 6-year-old, they are going to play this girl's death up big time. Remember, she was in the car happily chatting in the back seat before dying and collapsing in her father's arms. And yes, is this a tragedy? You better believe it is. I don't want to see young girls die, 6-year-olds, but this is going to be used to mobilize a vaccination campaign that is going to cause so much human harm and despair. It's almost unthinkable, my friend.
In fact, I think it's actually, should be called fish flu because it's so fishy here. And, if you ask me, these guys have been up to the same thing for years, man. HIV, you know, that's a man-made bioweapon. All these things, bioweapons and this is the age that we're getting into because nobody knows. Like, you can't see, hey, everybody line up for vaccination. Whatever, 10 years later on the dot, we all drop dead. Who knows? I mean, they got nanobots and all sorts of crap. Now, I'm not trying to live paranoid.
Listen, everything you just said is public record, okay? Let's talk about the HIV, for instance. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they didn't create it. Say it's not a man-made virus. Well, they sure spread it out. Bayer knowingly injected people in the United States hemophiliacs with Factor VIII. Factor VIII is not an edible drug. It is a shot in your arm. They gave them HIV, and then they knew they gave them HIV. So what do? You think they threw away all that Factor VIII? No. They needed to turn a profit on the Factor VIII, and really they needed to spread their little bioengineering program. So what do? They injected a bunch of people in Africa and Europe with it, too. That's fact. It's open source, and nothing happened to those people.
They're going to be the guys who are trying to give us shots again. They changed their name to Bayer or whatever. I don't know what these guys do. They make a couple little switches and then they go about. Now, this is interesting, actually, because you think about the native population here. Like, I live in Calgary, and there's a couple reserves around here. But you think about it. I've seen pictures of them. I've been through there once or twice. And these people are poor, poor, poor. Like, and why are we sitting here talking about hand sanitizers to these people? Like, there should be no way these people get the flu in the first place. There's nobody coming in and out of these places. Like, what are these people like?
Well, sir, they're now trying to say that the swine flu originated in Asia. Remember, the pig flu started in Mexico. They couldn't find any pigs with it in Mexico. Then down the line, they said, oh, we found it in Canada. They actually said they found the first pigs with pig flu in Ontario, and they blamed it on a migrant Mexican worker. And then that little CFR witch gets on Colbert Report, and she says, well, it didn't come from Mexico, and it didn't come from Canada. It originated in the United States. No pigs in the United States have it. She just carte blanche says it and then calls Lou Dobbs a racist. Then she mentions that the Indonesian health minister there thinks that, oh, the government might have made the H1N1 virus. I'm sorry, the pig flu virus. And then she goes, well, it's not really clear whether he's blaming the government or the Jews. People love to throw that J word out just to discredit everything we work for, my man. Steve, I thank you for the call. We're going to come back. Final segment of the InfoWarrior. You missed any of the program, go get the podcast right away. It's over at theinfowarrior.com.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price.
finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Alright, we are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior. Let's go to a couple last calls. Glenn in Hawaii, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Great to talk to you. I'm a massage therapist and acupuncturist here in Hawaii. I have a client who claimed to me that he was a boyfriend of one of the daughters of Rockefeller. He saw me showing your movie and other movies by Alex on the street, mm-hmm. Waikiki. And so he became my client. Mm-hmm. He turned me on to a site, David McGowan, about Laurel Canyon in the 60s.
Okay.
And how many 60s rock and roll artists, who we love, and we love their music and all that good stuff, but they were all magically and drawn to Laurel Canyon and around Laurel Canyon in the 60s. He goes into the whole history of Laurel Canyon. He goes into the whole history of Manson and mm-hmm. his connection with...
This is kind of the occult connection.
Absolute occult connection. Laurel mm-hmm. Canyon. He goes into the homes all mm-hmm. around Laurel Canyon. There's actual tunnels connecting homes. There's you just got to check it out. Check out the site.
All right, what's the website? Come on, man. It's the last segment of the show. You can't remember it?
Sorry, brother. All right. it's just Dave McGowan. Punch that in.
All right, Dave McGowan. I'll punch it in or send it over to my Facebook or my MySpace. Appreciate it. Dan in Canada, final caller. What's up, brother?
Hey, Jason. Great show. Keeps getting better and better.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know about this petition that's going around the internet right now. It's Universal Declaration Against Mandatory Vaccination.
Yes, I've heard of this.
All right, it's up to 5,000 signatures as of a couple hours ago there. And I guess the whole idea behind it is you need a couple 10,000 people or so to get some lawyers involved. And then the idea is to turn it into a class action lawsuit.
How can people sign it right now?
How can people sign it right now? Go to Resist Mandatory Vaccinations. If you just Google that, mm-hmm. the second link down will take you right to the petition site.
And I see people promoting it on Facebook. Is this the same exact petition? Basically, it brings you to your site?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Excellent, man. Keep it up. What do you think about all this stuff? I mean, you're out in Canada. Are you seeing the propaganda? Are you seeing this on the news about the 6-year-old girl? Well, what's the perspective from somebody inside the country?
Well, I don't have a TV, so I don't follow what's going on TV, really. But from what I see going on up here, it just looks like a lot of hype.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it came out that they were going to force vaccinate everybody here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan come the fall. So this is a pretty important issue right now, I think. And
I think it's one of the most important issues out there. Yes, absolutely. Give out the website one more time.
If you go to Resist Mandatory Vaccinations, just Google that. It'll take you right to the link and pass that out to everybody you know. We need probably 30,000 people would be great. And then it'll be a class action lawsuit, hopefully, in time for the vaccination period.
All right.
There.
All right, Dan. Dan, I thank you so much. We got to close it up. If you missed any of the InfoWars, so much important information, not only about the swine flu in Canada, but about this cop who beats a bartender and just walks away. 2 years probation, no jail time for you. It's okay that you're beating up a woman on tape and you're a police officer, sir. It's okay. Folks, if you missed anything, it's over at the podcast, theinfowarrior.com. Thank you all.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.